Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
When was the last time you took stock of all of the things you can do with your phone or tablet or computer? Digital and social media strategy expert Scott Kleinberg joins us now. Tell us about some things that we can do that we didn't know we could do. And Scott, you must have a lot of free time, because I've often thought that if I could just take about a week, I would learn a lot. Is that what you did?
A week would be a good start. I think you need more than a week. And good morning. And, you know, as I was writing these down, you know, I started to wonder if everyone is as excited as I am when they learn something new, or if maybe I'm just the world's biggest nerd. It could be a combination of both. I feel like these tips are interesting, useful, helpful, and in most cases, they're not difficult to make a part of your life.
No, I love this. All right, let's start with turning your phone into a scanner.
Yeah. I used to always take photos of my documents. So if I needed a receipt, things that I think I'm going to need later, but it turns out there's a better way. Most phones have built-in document scanning in their Notes app or their Files app. So you would open the app, you would select scan document, and you end up with a crisp, readable PDF that's great for receipts, forms, even for old photos. So when you take a photo of something, remember, it can come out blurry. This would alleviate that.
So are we talking here about the iPhones, Androids?
Both? Yeah. They all have these ability to scan, and they're going to vary depending on the phone and depending on the app. But yeah, I actually have multiple apps on an iPhone that do the same thing, and it's really cool. I never run out of uses for it.
Interesting. Okay, let's talk about using the phone to magnify something. Oftentimes we use the light, but you can also use it as a magnifying glass, can't you?
You can. Last week, I had to get a serial number off the back of a kitchen scale that I use, and I could not see it. It was like black on black, and I used the flashlight, and it did help. But then I found that there's a Magnify app, and it's built in for the iPhone. It's built into the iPhone, and it makes things that much easier. Now, you could use the camera, and you could bump up the zoom, and I suppose that would work. But for me, the point is, you just don't realize how much you have at your fingertips until you realize it.
And how do you find the magnifying glass there?
I actually just searched for Magnify. I was actually curious to know if it existed. I didn't know that it was there. And I searched Magnify to see if it had like a suggestion. Sure enough, it has an app made for that.
The other day when I was looking for a tape measure in the house, I should have just looked on my phone for that, because you can do that too, right?
Yeah, you can. Not that long ago, I misplaced my tape measure, and I could have sworn that I used something in my phone once. And it was one of those things where I knew about it, and I was like, oh, this is so cool. Turns out many phones have some sort of app on the iPhone. It's called Measure, and it lets you use the camera and the sensors to estimate lengths and dimensions. And it sounds really, really complicated, but it's not. It's surprisingly accurate. You could take a quick measurement with it, and you don't need a tape measure.
All right, here's one that I think most people know about, but for anybody who doesn't, let's talk about how you can identify any song.
Yeah, I love this feature. And what I also love is there's more than one way to do it. So you can use an app like Shazam, you may have heard of that, or you could use Siri, or you could use Google Assistant, and you can have the device listen and instantly tell you the title and artist. Like with Siri, you could say, hey Siri, what's this song? And it will tell you. When you use Shazam, what I really like about that is you can save it, and whatever returns as a song appears in its own playlist, and it'll be called Shazam Playlist, and you can go back and listen to all the things you identified later.
Can you command Siri or Google Assistant to do almost anything these days?
You know, we're getting close. I mean, you can dictate text, you can set reminders, you can search the web, you can play music, you can even control your smart home devices, and you're literally just talking to your phone or your computer. I mean, you never get tired of the fact that it's fast, it's hands-free, and you can do it while you're moving.
summer travelers may want to know all about how you can use your phone to translate. Tell us about this.
Yeah, for sure. You can point your camera at a sign or a menu, and then you can use Google Translate, or there are similar apps, and the translation appears right on your screen in real time. You don't need to type anything in. You used to have to go to Google. You had to paste it in. It would detect the language, and it would show up. It still does that, too, but now you can do everything with your camera, and I'm guessing you could use this to learn a new language if you really wanted to, but amazingly, there are already apps that do that, too.
I love this. Talk about news you can use. Talking with digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg about features on your smartphone that you may not know about. I guess we know about this, Scott, but don't appreciate it. Finding our lost devices. Fill us in.
Yeah. This is the feature, Bob, that you don't ever want to use, but you will be awfully happy to know it's there when you do need it. Both Apple and Android have Find My features. You can log in from another device or computer. You can see your phone on a map. You can make it ring. You can even lock it remotely so no one else can access it.
I've seen people do this in the grocery store, comparing prices by scanning barcodes. This is a great feature, isn't it?
It's great, and it's crazy that you can do this. You can compare prices by scanning barcodes. If you use your camera or a barcode scanning app, those exist as well, you can scan products in a store, and you can instantly see prices online or at other retailers.
Here's one that I've never discovered, but you can use your phone as a TV remote. Is that right?
Oh, yes. And if you've never discovered it, Bob, it will change your life. I use this feature all the time. So on the iPhone, there's an app built in, and it's simply called Remote. I use it in conjunction with my Apple TV, and I have one setting for each TV. So there's living room TV, bedroom TV, office TV. The difference is with a remote, you probably need to point it at the TV, depending on the kind of remote it is. The remote app uses your home network, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, so you have more flexibility. And this is a great thing. You can even set your DVR from out and about if you forget to do it while you're at home.
So are all your remotes, all 10,000 of them, stuffed in a drawer somewhere, Scott?
Honestly, Bob, I do not know where some of them are. That's how much I use this, and I don't even stress about it.
Well, okay. That's a good one. We should talk about making sure your important information is secure.
Yeah, this is a great one. You can use the secure features that are in the Notes app. Most of those apps have a lock feature that you can use or set a password or a biometric unlock, meaning you have to use Touch ID or Face ID to be able to view the note.
And I know you always like to talk about passwords, keeping track of them, and it never hurts to remind everybody about how important that is.
Oh, absolutely. I would absolutely consider passwords to fall under important info. Now, you can use a password manager, whether that's a standalone app, or remember that there are password managers now built into your phones and into browsers. You can let your device make the task easier. You don't want to make it too easy by creating this less than secure password that can easily be guessed or hacked. This is where you should let the technology create the password and remember it so it's easy for you to access when you need it. You should consider a backup file somewhere just in case you lose your phone, but I would trust in the technology here.
Great tips. And I know people are going to want to hear this again, maybe send it to somebody, and we'll get this posted after 10 o'clock today on the Surratt Show page at WGNradio.com. You have one favorite of all of these ideas, Scott?
I do. This might be my favorite, and you'll just have to try it to understand why. I use Google Maps and specifically Street View to take a test drive of a place I'm not familiar with but need to go. So, for example, you know you're going to drive on an interstate in a city you've never been. You can use Street View to take a drive and see what interstates will look like long before you get there. And you can do that whether you're in your own city or you're in an unfamiliar city. If you want to see the restaurant you're thinking about going to and find out whether it has a parking lot or street parking, you can use Street View. If you want to know if the left lane that you're in is really exit only, you can actually see that for yourself before you need to merge on the highway.
Wow. How did you find that one?
Honestly, I've always been a real geek when it comes to roads, so I love seeing places I've never been. But one day I was looking at an old house I used to live in on Street View, and I zoomed out into the general area to see how the town changed, what new stores were there that weren't there before. And it hit me that you can just look at anything by typing in the address. You can get the lay of the land. And for me, it actually alleviates one layer of stress to know what I'm going into. It still may be stressful to drive there, but at least you have an idea of what to expect.
So you know how to get the traffic times, but this gives you everything else, doesn't it?
Exactly right. I mean, it's like it's like the best of every world together.
I found one of those old road maps that we used to have. Everybody used to have in the glove compartment. How did we do that? How did we fold them and open them and do that while we were driving?
I used to be able to open and close a map, Bob, in a matter of seconds. And I bet you if somebody handed me a map today, I could still do it.
Well, what a talent that is. All right, let's see how you do with this Genius Bar question for you today. I keep getting PayPal, Geek Squad, and Norton invoices. I send them to the fraud department of PayPal or the fraud department of my service provider. Why isn't my pop-up blocker working?
Well, that is a really interesting question. There's all kinds of reasons why a pop-up blocker wouldn't work. There could be something in the browser settings. There is a section under where pop-ups are that lets you have exceptions. So you could say, allow pop-ups on this site. Sometimes something will pop up and say, allow, don't allow. And if you clicked allow, you may be allowing those pop-ups, but you didn't realize it. So there's that. You could try clearing your browser cache and cookies. That's something that lets it forget the memory. But what I would do is I would go into the browser settings. I would look where the pop-up settings are, and I would see if there's a list of things that you somehow allowed but didn't realize it. One other thing to think about, if you still get pop-ups and you disabled everything, you could have subscribed to actually receive notifications, which is different than allowing pop-ups. That's the thing that appears alongside the computer that says, would you like to get updates from this site? They tend to be mistaken for pop-ups, so it's a little bit different, but those two things is where I would start.
Scott Kleinberg, until next week. Thank you, Scott. Have a good day.
You too, Bob. Thank you.